Baltimore County's Board of Education will hold a hearing tonight on the future of school superintendent Dallas Dance. WYPR's John Lee reports that Dance wants to keep his job for another 4 years, but his leadership and some of his decisions have been controversial.
Among some teachers in Baltimore County, Superintendent Dallas Dance has a reputation of being part ninja. He may show up in your class one day and you won't see him coming. Carroll Manor Elementary School teacher Amy Valencourt knows this firsthand.
The first year he was in the county, I was in the middle of a lesson. I looked up and there he was in the back of my room. I was like, oh my goodness.
Valencourt says that shows Dance isn't just sitting around in his office. He wants to know what's going on. Valencourt and fellow Carroll Manor teacher Deborah Steelwright were at a gathering of county teachers and government leaders last weekend. The teachers give Dance high marks for supporting the total child. They say he gets that it takes more than teachers. Students need social workers, nurses, and nutritionists. But there are problems in the county schools. Steelwright has been teaching for 40 years. She says her current school is great, but supplies are short in other schools. So is support staff, and classes are overcrowded.
You can't address one-on-one individual needs and individualized instruction for children with, say, 30 kids in the room.
Both Steelwright and Valencourt support Dance keeping his job for another 4 years, saying he's listening to teachers and addressing the problems, but not everyone is as enthusiastic. Democratic State Senator Jim Brochin says Dance has turned a deaf ear to parents. For example, Dance changed the length of classes at Hereford High School over the objections of parents. Brochin also objects to Dance's idea that the school superintendent and school board are on the same team. He says the board should check Dance's power, like the legislature checks the governor.
I just think he's encased himself with people who just say yes, and I think he needs to be challenged more. I don't think he should lose his job.
Brochin suggests Dance should get a shorter 2-year contract rather than a full 4-year renewal. He says it would make Dance more accountable. But that would require a change in state law. Brochin says he could help make that happen. County Council Chairwoman Vicki Allman says she would like Dance to be kept on, saying he has incredible insight on the direction the county schools should be headed. But she says Dance hasn't articulated a clear message about that direction. She says teachers and administrators have told her they don't know what the future holds when it comes to things such as testing and curriculum.
I think that's the really most important part, because once you know what you're doing and where you're heading, give us our marching orders and off we go.
It's the County Board of Education that will decide Dance's future. One county official says the vote could be close. Chairman Charles McDaniel says he doesn't know where the board stands, but the decision will come in the next few weeks.
So I think it's very important to scrutinize that process as well as can be. And we also want to certainly get a sense of what the communities and public are thinking about the direction that we're going.
Dance has made it clear he wants another 4 years at the helm. He says he believes he's earned a grade of B and that he's accomplished much, but that there's more to do. He wants to get a handle on standardized testing and renovate more schools. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.
The hearing on Superintendent Dance's contract starts this evening at 6:30 at the Greenwood campus on Charles Street.